This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Felicita. Susie.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Diane.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Deborah Evans.
Good morning, Deborah Evans.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning, Saints. This is Sister Veronica.
Good morning, Sister
Good
Veronica.
Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Yvonne. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Good morning, Victory family. I love y'all. Happy Wednesday. It's Pam.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Same to you.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who's on the line? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us? Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning before we begin?
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Felicita.
Good morning, it's Carla.
Good morning, Carla. Okay.
Good morning, it's Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Beverly. Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to place their phones on mute, and we'll go ahead and begin the hosting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Valicita, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. Thank you for joining us daily in March for the teachings on intentional growth, going higher, deeper, wider, and stronger in your walk with the Lord. Be sure to join us in April as the new theme will be the mercy and grace of the Lord. You do not want to miss the teachings, lessons, and messages that the declarers are preparing as they hear from the Lord for his people. We have one announcement. Today is the day that Declare Victory fasts for anything that you may be believing the Lord for. If you would like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. when we will call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. The prayer request submitted via the app, there's one message that was submitted by Gwen. She submitted a prayer request for her family, and she feels like she has lost them. She has a grandmother of 13 and a mother of 3 with a lot of godchildren. So let's just keep Gwen and her family lifted up in prayer. The order of the call is as follows. Declaration will be done by Dion. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Bernice. I'll repeat the order. Declaration will be done by Dion. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Bernice. At this time, I ask that you please place your phones on mute until instructed to come off of mute. I now pass the call to Dion.
Good morning, God morning, great morning, happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
We hear you.
Awesome songs. Happy Wednesday. Like I said, thank you, Valuable, for always doing an amazing job and getting us started in the proper direction this morning. Again, just a really quick reminder that today is our Wednesday that we fast. And we fast this morning from, I start at about 4:35 a.m. until 5 p.m., where again, we'll meet right back here, and Lady Diane will lead us in a corporate prayer. We share quick testimonies, but today I'm actually pretty excited about today's fast because, as always, I'm anticipating that God do some amazing things, not just in my life, but in yours as well. And standing in the gap for even things like the prayer request that we heard today and prayerfully something that I share this morning will empower Gwen simply to keep going. Just to keep going. I understand that feeling so well. But that, again, is one of those hoodwinks of the enemy. So just again, if in fact you have some things that you would like to present to the Lord, join us today for our fasting time with great expectation, knowing that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It is impossible to chase after God and he be selfish enough not to respond. Now, he may not respond how you want him to, and he may not even respond in the amount of time that you anticipate that he should. But I guarantee you this, when you put your hope and trust in the Lord, there's just no way that he will not share with you or bring to you an answer. So this morning, I'm excited about this week's share because I don't know about you, but I'll just ask a question. Can anybody on this line this morning use a little bit more strength? Could you use a little bit more empowerment to get you from point A to point B, those moments where it seems like life is winning and you are just an innocent bystander in the process of your own life when you feel like you are looking or peering through some glass? Honey, I've had moments where I'm like, is this my life? Or did I borrow this from somebody? Honey, you can have this thing right on back. Amen. Right before I get ready to get started, I want to pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. So most gracious and heavenly Father, we come this morning again just saying thank you. God, we thank you that you cannot fail. Nothing about you is withheld from us. Every single thing that we are, how we live, how we move, and how we have our being is in Christ Jesus. And this morning, we thank you that we have access, that we don't need anyone to go before you for us, that you've given us permission to petition you. You've given us permission as Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father and interprets even the intentions of our heart. Thank you, Lord God, that we don't have a high priest that we cannot touch, but that we can touch you with our desire to experience your love even the more. God, I pray for every person that's listening this morning. I pray that you would begin to move in and through them, God, that you would begin to transform and transition their hearts and their minds and move them into places of purpose with passion. God, help them to remember to give you the opportunity to be the God of their salvation. God, help all of us individually, independently, interdependently to know that you are our strong tower and our fortress. God, that you are the one that keeps us. You are our hedge. You are our literal strength. This morning, I thank you in advance, Lord God, that we have the power because greater is he that lives on the inside of us than he that lives in the world to overcome any and every obstacle. Every situation and circumstance is considered null effect with regard to you being our helper. And so, God, as we begin to proceed into today's teaching, into today's interceding, we ask, oh God, that you would be our understanding, that you would help us to be enlightened in such a way that it would empower us to live in today's new mercy and grace like never before. God, I thank you in advance for what you're doing, how you're doing it, when you do it, why you do it, without having to explain yourself. We trust you. We trust you and we lean not to our own understanding this morning, but in all of our ways, we acknowledge you so that you would empower us to be directed by the steps that you've already predestined us for. It's in the matchless name of Jesus we pray and ask it all. Amen. And God, I bless you. I got a text not long ago, and I want to say this before we proceed. Happy birthday to Beverly and Bernice and to Lady Dondria, whose birthday was the other day. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being a viable part of our day-to-day process. If, in fact, Bernice is not available, I know her children took her out last night. There's no telling, honey, they might have gone to the club. I'm kidding. But whatever they did, if she slept in, if somebody would jump in and pray, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And you guys can actually fight over that opportunity. Amen. And so this morning's topic, for those of you that know, you guys hear me mention, I lived in Georgia, and Georgia is one of the most fabulous yet countryest places I've ever been in my whole entire life. And there was a statement that the fellas would make when they saw a young lady that was over the top or extroverted or extremely flamboyant or flossy. She be putting on. So that's the title of my declaration this morning. She be putting on. And I'm going to give you the definition of the word strong, just as Google reads it. It's pretty simple. Having the power to move heavy weights or perform other physical demanding tasks. Synonyms, powerful, muscular, brawny, well-built, powerfully built, strapped, sturdy, hefty, meaty, robust, robustly fit, athletic, vigorous, and or tough. Able to withstand great force or pressure. Secure, involatile, solid, durable, hard wearing, heavy duty, tough, sturdy, well made, sustainable, solid, resistant, resilient, long lasting, and enduring. Those are amazing words when you read them on a piece of paper. But the reality is, when life happens and you are forced to call upon the truth of God's word for your life, it is not always the easiest thing to bring to remembrance. It is not always the easiest thing to find yourself adhering to understanding. We listen to so many preachers share the gospel in the way that they see it. We hear different interpretations and different understandings. And to be very honest, if you would, we hear words consistently that are specific to be strong or don't fear, almost to the degree that we've ultimately become numb to the idea of the possibility of that being something that we have the power to stand in. During my life and my lifetime, some of the things that I've experienced have lent to some of the moments where I would be found putting on. And unfortunately, for lack of better words, it's because I did not realize the access that I had. I did not recognize the authority that I had the ability to walk in, nor did I understand that those scriptures that we read so frequently were for me. I didn't get that I literally am the righteousness of God. I did not understand, nor could I interpret, that without question, I am seated in heavenly places. I didn't realize that the heaven wasn't just open for you guys or them or they. It was actually me that had the ability to walk in those operations. And with that said, I'm going to rattle off a few scriptures before I go into my primary scripture, which is Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. We often hear Philippians 4 and 13, which says, I can do all things through him that gives me strength. Psalms 119 and 28, my soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to thy word. Ephesians 6 and 10, one of my favorites. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Mark 12 and 30, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, listen, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Who do men say that I am? You tell them I am sent to you. Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Y'all remember this? Nehemiah 8 and 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drink and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord, but not grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And finally, Psalms 22 and 19. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly. I could go on and on and on about all the scripture references that we have to refer to as it relates to physically putting on the strength of the Lord. Well, you guys know me, and I'm a simply complicated lady. I think about things on a very, very different level, and I begin to think about different precious metals and alloys and components and composites that are made to create and to build things. And I started to look at PSI, or the levels of pressure. I started to look at the mags and meta tags and the different ways and processes that metals are built. And in doing so, I started to understand that one of the things about a precious metal, and give me 2 seconds, let me find it. I've fooled around and lost it in my phone. Either way it goes, one of the most powerful things that I noticed about these particular metals, the things that are used or the most strengthened components or composites, is that they have three primary attributes. And give me 1 second. I want to read them to you specifically. Okay. And so as I begin to look at these things and begin to consider and or think about how we could apply these basic principles. And now, mind you, the title of today's share is She Be Putting On. Knowing what putting on actually looks like, or being extra, or being over the top, being an extrovert in such a way that it is almost off-putting. It is almost, it can tend to make you silly, especially when it's disingenuous. People have a tendency, as we live and attempt to approval seek, to simply do too much. To overthink, to overtalk, to over-exacerbate, to do extra, to move in a way that draws attention. And oftentimes that attention ends up being negative. What I've kind of recognized about behaviors that operate like that is usually because people don't necessarily know who they are, why they are, what they have access to. Usually people that put on, and I won't even say women, because I've seen men do way, way, way too much. It's generally because they don't necessarily know who they are, and they're looking for someone else to tell them. And as I began to explore this idea, some things cannot be argued. Some things cannot be taken away from you once they are established. One of the things, and hear me objectively as I share this, people tend to tell Dion, you are so strong. In my mind's eye, that's not necessarily a compliment. and can be a little bit distracting or unending, to be really honest. You know, if I just be the transparent person that I am, there are certain things that I don't necessarily find attractive about being considered, quote unquote, the strong one. Number one is because everybody has a tendency to think everything is always okay. And the truth is, that's not the case. Even for folks that put on, everything's not always okay. In learning how to be strong and weak at the same time is a process. So there is the strongest metal in the world is called graphene or graphene A, graphena. You can say it however you'd like. However, it has the power to withstand the weight of 130 million PSI. That means it can take pressure, it can take heat, it can take wind, it can take shaking, it can take a plethora of things and still maintain its original shape. It has the ability, it is probably one of the most flexible, transparent, and durable substances in the world, and is used for multiple things with regard to building. Most of the technology that we use today, things that we use to live and to move around, it is the durable substance that we see in our cell phones and cell phone screens, in this microphone that I'm using, in this computer that I happen to be staring at. It is multifaceted and it can handle being shaped into whatever is necessary to accommodate what needs to be done. Now, one of the things you find out about folks when they're putting on is they usually have one method, one process, one thing that they stick to. But what I've identified about objects that are strong, you could consider a diamond, you could consider steel or metal, you could consider what's called Londrazite or Deomai or metallic glass. There are so many different things. If you just look up strong material, one of the things that I saw is they have several components that are the same, but because this graphene or graphene, however you pronounce it, it is not just flexible, but it's stated that it is like sheets of carbon and it's 200 times stronger than steel. Well, Dion, what does this have to do with Isaiah 40, 29 and 30? And I'm glad that you asked. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths become weak and tired, and young men will fail in exhaustion. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And when I begin to think about that scripture and the interpretation of it, we've heard it 18 million gazillion times. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even the youth become weak and tired, and young men fail in exhaustion. One of the things that I did not get, which would allow me to put on or to do more than was necessary in excess over the top, was the reality that I did not realize that I was in Christ. I did not recognize that I had Christ as the source of everything, if I would give him permission to be everything he promised me that he was. Now, one of the things that I realized, I don't know about you, one of the things that I realized today is that I worried about things that had absolutely nothing to do with the outcome. No matter how you slide it, no matter how you bend it or you form it, the truth is, there is an intent and purpose for your life. The only problem is that we don't have the strength mentally, the fortitude mentally, to make an active decision to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, because we do not fully trust that he is our strength. The only time that you actually worry, the only time that you actually get concerned, is when you are not pliable, when you are not flexible, when the truth of God's word is not empowered to shape your decisions. You'll find out that if you start to make decisions to help God out, I don't know about you, but I've helped God out a plethora of times. Then the active word of God, because the word says that the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts going in and then it cuts coming out. Well, where does it cut coming out from? It cuts coming out because you recognize that the word of God is your strength and you start to use the word of God to cut the things that are deterring or distracting you from keeping God first. They're the things that keep you from having and finding hope in every single thing this word says. So let me give you an example. One of the things I loved about this graphone or graphone substance is that it can make a multitude of different things that have different functions. But it can only do that in the hand of the architect or the civil engineer because it is considered a precious metal. Well, God being our civil engineer cuts us out in cookie cutter shape. Now, this particular metal has so many different uses, I couldn't name them all. Isn't that similar to you and I? Isn't that similar to the reality that we are all extremely different, yet we are all extremely useful? We are all extremely original and authentic in our makeup, yet all very similar in our substance. If we look at the truth that we are God's choice people, we are the righteousness of God, we are joint heirs with him, which means that Philippians 4 and 13 is now the thing that we use to cut the lie that the enemy would tell us to that causes us to refuse to hope and to put on. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Well, Dion, what do you mean? It means that now Isaiah 40 and 29 becomes active and sharp because he is the word of God. He is living on the inside of us. He is living over us as our tower, our strong tower, our fortress, and our refuge. And he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. But how does that become active? Well, what I also know about precious metals is if they don't have use, they are simply standing alone precious metals. It doesn't mean that they've lost their value. Diamond that's still in a coal lump is still precious, can still be cut and still be worth millions and millions of dollars. The only problem is if it's not being cut, it's not being crafted. One of the things that I also recognize about people who pretend to be something that they're not is they are not positioning themselves in the hand of the architect or the civil engineer in an effort to be cut, shaped, molded, and made into what they were predestined for. Now, I love to be able to apply the word of God to the truth of knowing that without him being empowered to cut us, we will remain undone. And so technically, I'm sure if a diamond had imagination, it would say, I would love to be a diamond tennis bracelet with a matching diamond tennis necklace on the neck of Queen Elizabeth. But the truth is, if it's stuck in coal, it will never get to its final destination. Well, what does the coal look like? The coal looks like your stinking thinking. The coal looks like those things you tell yourself, oh, this is probably going to be it. I mean, I may as well give up right here. I mean, right now, My family is a mess. My marriage is a mess. My children aren't doing what I need them to do. My finances suck. Everything is out of place. But the reality is that some of the things that you are experiencing, some of the growing pains are direct reflections of being a kid, of being immature. That's not my opinion. That's what the word of God says. It says he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired. And usually when you see even, and I think this is, this might be ESV that I'm reading, but in King James, that word even is all inclusive of suggesting that little kids is talking about your level of maturity. And the reality is that the further you get in Christ and not in church and not in religion and not in tradition and not showing up just on Sundays and Tuesdays. But when you start to spend time in his presence, he becomes I am. And that I am, you put on the reality that when he said, who shall I say sent you? Tell him I am sent me. The reality is that the I am lives on the inside of you. Well, I've got proof. That's where I start to cut and I start to chop back the things that tell me anything different than what the truth of God's word says about my life. That's where greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? That's where 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for the spirit of God given to us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and a sound mind and or self-discipline, right? So how do you gain strength? You make an active decision. You make an active decision that whatever the civil engineer decides and desires to do with and through your life is not your responsibility. The only thing you have to do is make yourself available to be shaped into that which he predestined you for. One of the things about putting on is because you are so distracted with the falsity that you've created in your mind's eye, your imagination. Anybody ever just made something up that they wished was the truth? Anybody ever put themselves in peculiar positions because you had an idea of what you thought you wanted to experience? You had a mind or a frame of mind that I think I'm going to do X. I think I'm going to do Y. I think I'm going to do Z. And then that thing backfired on you. Next thing you know, you start to do the magic wall slide is what we like to call it. You begin to falter and to be weary in well-doing because in your mind, you can't see the harvest. Well, the only time you give access to failure is when you step outside of the will of God and begin to put on. You begin to put on your own imagination. And forget that you have a two-edged sword right in your mouth, casting down every false imagination, any high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. You are to make decisions that are not inclusive of the civil engineer's idea for your final cut. And then you make an active decision not to look to the Lord and his strength, to seek his face always, 1 Chronicles 16:11. You make an active decision not to be on guard, to stand firm in the faith, or to be courageous or strong, 1 Corinthians 16:13. One of our only responsibilities is to make decisions, not to make decisions. Right? Oxymoronic it may sound, but one of the things that I've employed that has helped to change and to reshape and to reposition me, because I'm a thinker, right? I'm an intellectual. I have a mindset to attempt to figure things out. Maybe if I potentially, if I could, I have the means of being my biggest pitfall. One of the only things that changed that about my life is that I made a decision that every decision that I walk into will be based on an understanding by something that I can verify in the Word of God. And I can verify with what he told me the last time he told me something. If I can't find a confirmation in a forward momentum, I stop and I wait until I get instructions. Otherwise, every single thing goes to heaven backwards in a handbasket. I've tried it. I've tried to prove that maybe I'm tripping, right? But then it gives us to go back to this, that Ephesians 6:10, for finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, because my might is only temporary. My might can only lift up, pull down, change, move out, and reposition a few things. But that Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, and it penetrates
even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your mindset is the only thing that will keep you from becoming every single thing that the Word of God says that you are. Every single thing that was already pre-ordered, that was already pre-prescribed for your life is set in place. The only thing that you have to do is be available, be flexible, be transparent enough to be usable or to be teachable. Have you ever met somebody that's just difficult? You ever met somebody that you're thinking to yourself, you are like, you are self-sabotaging borderline. There's so much in you, but because your motives are yucky, because the intent of your heart is ugly and gross, I see why you still standing right there, just sitting in a lump of coal. And what it is a reflection of, it ought to empower us to be compassionate. That ought to empower us to be even more gentle when somebody behaves poorly or makes bad choices that are visibly evident. It ought to give us a mind to Mark 12 and 30. Love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and with all of our soul. It ought to give us a mind to pray for people differently, which is why the Lord called people to intercede. We have a responsibility. The uglier somebody behaves, the more you should pray for them. I think that probably is what happened for me. I wasn't nice, but because I was immature spiritually, I was immature. I can't say I was immature emotionally, but I was absolutely immature spiritually in that I didn't have the capacity, and that's one of the things about precious metals, is they have capacity to carry a different level of weight. Like, I can't ask a cubic zirconia to perform like a diamond. You can't ask a Yugo to perform like a Mercedes Benz. It doesn't have the capacity. And so my prayer, even this morning, as I share, is that God would begin to give you capacity, that he would increase your PSI. When you get a chance, one of my favorite passages of scripture is Isaiah 54, and you can read it from top to bottom, but it talks about strengthening your cords and lengthening your stakes. For soon you will be bursting on the left and on the right, but there has to be capacity put in place. There has to be you have to survive some things. You ever felt like the whole entire world was going to end? Like, you didn't know what was happening from the coming and going, from beginning to end. The reality is that endurance, perseverance, and long suffering are the necessary cuts to become everything that God said. Get this, Romans 1 and 20. For since the creation of the world's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. So in essence, we don't really have a reason not to trust him. If you would review your life and you would look at the history of all of the opportunities that he had to just pull you up out of here before you passed the test. If you look at all the things, I know for me and my life review, when I look in my rearview mirror and I think about all the things that not only he brought me through, not only he kept me through, not only he carried me through, but the fact that I could recognize that he was on me because my hope was in him. I knew that if he didn't fix it, fixing it was not an option. It was in the moments that I recognized that I needed to put my hope and my trust in him that my life began to shift. when I started to realize that for real, greater is he that is on the inside of me than anything I could ever think up or drum up, imagine or reinvent or recreate, when in fact, everything is already done. We just catch up with what he said. Every single day, he gives us new grace and new mercy. We get up in the morning and we start one of two things. Either we start with our agenda and or objective, or we are operating in him, which means that weakness is mandatory so that his strength can stand up. That just means instead of putting on, put on some vulnerability. That's not gender specific. Society will tell us that we have to have everything figured out. Society will tell us that you should have been further by now. But the reality is that if you were supposed to be anywhere other than where you are, you'd already be there. It means that now you have a different hope. Your hope is that you would allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to surrender and submit your will in its entirety to I am. So that I am can be your strength, or you can put on I am, stand in I am, knowing that he lives inside of you, knowing that he cannot fail. It is impossible for him to fail. Your money ain't right. All right. What's the lesson? Your relationship, your marital status is not what you want it to be. What's the lesson? Your children ain't acting right. What's the lesson? And in most cases, if you look objectively at any and everything and you apply the word of God to it, he will start to reveal to you the things in your heart that still need you to open up your mouth and use your own sword to cut back some of your stuff so that he can empower you with his stuff being superimposed on you, living vicariously through you, for knowing that Nehemiah 8 and 10 and the joy of the Lord being your strength, for real, everything in my house don't look perfect. Everything in my house is not fly. But baby, this joy that I have, I know for a fact that the world did not give it to me and I didn't think myself into this. I allowed myself to no longer put on or feel like I had to have everything perfect, everything together, everything all ducks lined up in a row. And I started to give him permission. Listen, you are the civil engineer. You are the architect of my life. And I know that all of this stuff, there's already a blueprint. You already, you pass schematics. You are actually in the building phase. And every day when you get up and put one foot in front of the other, the closer you are to no longer putting on, not front and putting on, but putting on salvation and putting on the truth of God's word and putting on the reality that you can't lose, that the battle is already won, putting on the understanding that let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, the understanding, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. The understanding that a three-strand cord is not easily broken. The understanding that the further you give yourself to him so that he can use you, the closer you get to putting on the strength of your salvation, the closer you get to recognizing that it's not about money, that he is the sustainer, that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he is Jehovah Nisei, that he is Jehovah Sikkenu, that he is El Roy God, that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what pain you're experiencing, he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So today, make an active decision not to put on what you think is the best solution, but to put on I am, so that the strength and the integrity and the character that you stand in cannot be denied. When you're dealing with difficult people, remember that they're still in their process of getting to putting on. when you're frustrated in your marriage, start to pray differently and say, Lord, I acquiesce. I surrender my will and what I think it should look like to the hand of the architect or the civil engineer so that you can design it how you need it to be with your kids. Don't be frustrated with them and demonstrate it. Be patient and loving and kind, for with loving kindness, didn't he draw you with that? There are so many things that are inner workings. There are so many things that if, in fact, we apply the word of God with that sharp sword that we have and we use our words, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If we use our words to empower our walk, if we use our words to empower our thinking, if we use our words to operate in the framework that he's already laid out for us, you will have far more victories than you will have defeats emotionally. And your maturation level will begin to align with the structure you are designed to be. With that said, I'm over time as I pass the call to the prayer. If in fact Bernice is here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God, yet God, for another day. God, we just praise your name this morning, Lord. Ephesians 3. 14, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven on earth derives his name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Put my glasses on, sorry. Surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we just praise your name this morning. Lord God, we thank you for the message that was brought forth this morning. Lord God, we understand, Jesus, that it is our disposition that needs to be retrofitted, Lord God. It is our disposition that needs to be changed, God. We make an active decision, Lord, to follow you, Lord, and we really need to put that into action, Lord God. We understand that our will should not be our will, but it should be your will, that we should align ourselves with you, God, that your yes is yes and your amen is amen, Lord God, and we just stand in your word, God. We pray, Lord God, that we are the vessel. We yield ourselves unto you, God, so that you are the living water, and you will fill us, and we will drink thirstily, God, more and more, quench and seek your face, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we recognize that you have power and control over everything. And we pray, Lord God, that you will just allow us to be who you would have us to be, Lord, because we know that our destiny is in your hands, Lord God. We pray for your strength, Lord God. We pray for your undergirding, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would just do everything that you have meant for our lives, and that we are open and available, God. We pray, Lord, for humility, Jesus, not to do things so that man can look in and so that we can boast, Lord God. But we pray, Lord Jesus, that you, Jesus, and only you, Father God, through the Holy Spirit, Lord God, erect us, Lord God, strengthen us, Lord, stand us up, Lord, so that we are able to do exceedingly and abundantly, Lord, everything that you have set for us. Lord God, we recognize that you are the strong tower, Lord God. You are our refuge, Lord. You are stronger than anything in this world, Lord. No metal, Lord God, nothing, Lord God, can surpass you, Lord. Nothing can overtake you, Lord. So we pray, God, that in our decision to serve you, that we continue, Lord God, to open ourselves and avail ourselves unto you, God. God, to just give ourselves, give way, Lord, give way to your will, Lord God. Lord God, we need you in every area of our lives, Lord God. Lord, we pray for the fruit of the Spirit, that it will allow us to be everything you said we are, Lord God. Lord God, if we believe in you, God, and we say that we do, Lord God, help us, Lord, to yield ourselves unto you. Help us to humble ourselves unto you. Help us, Lord God, when we make that decision, Lord, because we know that you have given us free will, Lord God. But we pray that we are smart enough and astute enough to know that that will is truly your will. God, we need you. We need you for everything, Lord God. We recognize, Lord God, that nothing and no one should come before you, God, not our children, not our spouses, not our jobs, not our finances, Lord God, not our emotional state, Lord God, but you, Lord God, should come first in everything. And because of that, Lord, you will sustain us, Lord God. You will clean us up, Lord God. You will gird us, Lord God. You will build us up, Lord God. You will give us victory over the things that we fear, Lord God, because your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a sound mind, Lord God. Your word says, Lord, if we turn from our wicked ways and seek your face, Lord God, if we humble ourselves and pray unto you, Lord God, your word says, then, Lord God, and then you will. So, Lord God, we pray that we position ourselves and we change our attitudes and we change our minds, Lord God, and we decide to live for you, God, that you will give us the strength that we need, Lord God, to go deeper and wider and stronger, Lord God, to become firm, Lord God, in you. Lord God, I pray that no rock will cry out before we cry out, Lord God. No rock will cry out for us, Lord God, because we have a voice, Lord God, and we have desire, Lord Jesus, and we will plant ourselves by you and through you, Lord God, and expect that you will do a mighty thing, because, Lord, you have given us evidence through the years, evidence through our trials, evidence through our afflictions, Lord God, evidence through our triumphs, Lord God, evidence through our victories, Lord God, that you are there and you will never, never forsake us, Lord God, and we are not condemned, Lord God. So, Lord God, we bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you do. Oh, God, we call upon you, Lord God. Please, Lord God, search our hearts, Lord. Any portion of our heart that doesn't know you, Lord God. Lord, reveal yourself unto us, Lord God. Make us strong, Lord God. Lord, increase our desire and our thirst and our hunger for you, Lord God. Help us to search your word, Lord God, to implant your word in our heart, Lord God, to recite your word unto you and back to you, because it is your word and it is true, and, Lord, we believe it. Lord God, we need your strength, Lord God. We need you, Lord. Your word says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, Lord God. Your word also says that ye may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, Lord God. We want to increase in your knowledge, Lord Jesus. Lord, your word says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Lord God, we recognize from the beginning into eternity, Lord God, that you are the great I am, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you know what's going to happen today, Lord God. We know that you know what's going to happen in our future because you are there. We pray for those that have unspoken prayer requests. We pray for Gwen and her family, Lord God, that you will give Gwen, first and foremost, everything she needs to withstand, Lord God, everything she needs to be firm, Lord God, everything that she needs to be confident, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, for her family, for her grandchildren and her children, Lord God, that you will assemble them together to come and know you and to claim you as their Lord and Savior. God, I am so glad. Hallelujah. I am so glad glad that you've called us out, Lord God. I am so glad that you have cleaned us up, Lord God. And I'm thankful that this is a continual work. It's not automatic, Lord God. As we search you, as we seek you, as we yearn for you, as we call upon you, you make yourself known, Lord God. Lord, as we call upon you, Lord God, you make yourself known. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I am so grateful. So grateful. Lord, you are everything that we need. At the end of the day, Lord God, you are. At the bottom line, Jesus, you are. You are everything, Lord God. In our fury, when we have fear, Lord God, you are. When we are weak, God, when we feel weak, Lord God, you are. When we stumble, God, you are. You are everything that we need. Make a decision to believe. Lord, make a decision to believe, Lord God. We just call upon you right now, Lord God, and as we take our phones off the mute and praise you collectively, Lord God, we know that you hear our prayer, Lord God, because your word says whenever two or three are gathered, Lord God, that you are in the midst, Lord God. So we ask you right now, Holy Spirit, to come, Lord God. Come into this place, Jesus. Saturate us with your presence, Lord God. Make yourself known, Lord God. Thank you for the medals, Lord God. Thank you for the dismissal, Lord God. God. Thank you for the example, Lord God. Thank you for being who you are, God. Lord God, we just call upon your name right now. We say, holy, holy, holy. Lord God, we say, holy, holy, holy. Jesus, you bless for us, Lord God. You bless for us, Lord God. We fast and pray to your word, to your honor this day, Lord God. Give us what we need, Lord. Help us to change our minds about you, Lord God. Help us to understand you better, Lord. Lord God, help us to confront any challenges, Lord, boldly, Lord God. Help us to come to the throne, Lord God, boldly before you and make our requests known. Lord God, you are everything that I need, Lord God. But help us to believe that. I mean, really believe that, Lord God. Help us not only when we make a decision, Lord God, but to stand in that decision and go deeper in you, Lord God. Help us to change our minds, Lord. The areas of our minds, Lord God, that may be stubborn, Lord God. Areas of our minds that may have some disbelief, Lord God. Areas of our minds, Lord God, that may have some doubt, Lord God. You are everything we need, Lord God. We are the righteousness of you, God. We are made righteous by faith, God. So strengthen us, Lord God. We call upon you, Jesus. We call upon you as the potter, Lord God. We are willfully the clay, Lord God. We pray that our will is your will, Lord God. We pray that your will be made manifest in us, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will hear our cry, Lord God, and come to our aid, Lord God, in the good times and the bad times, Lord God. We thank you for our shelter. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our marriages. We thank you for our singleness, Lord God. We thank you for our church homes. We thank you for those who have gone to rest before us, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that we will meet you before us our final day, Lord God. Lord God, we just bless your name. We call you, Lord God. We call you Jesus, Lord God. We call you the rose of Sharon, Lord God. You are the lily of the valley, Lord. You are Mary's baby, Lord God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nissi, Lord God. You are Jehovah Shalom, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Allah. Hey, thank you, God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord Jesus, mighty and strong in battle, Lord God. You are mighty and strong in battle, Lord God. We put on the full armor, God, to fight the wiles of the devil, Lord God. Thank you that he has no place in our lives today, Lord God. Thank you that you've given us
everything we need to succeed on this day, Lord God. Thank you for another beautiful day you've given us, Lord God. We will rejoice and we are glad in it, Lord God. Thank you for our voices, Lord God. Thank you for our bodies, Lord God. Thank you for this call, Lord God. Thank you for our children, Jesus. Thank you for the message this day, Lord God. We just bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for what you do for me, Lord. Thank you, Father, for watching over me as I work last night, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that we are flexible, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you just do with us as you will, and we are willing.
You have to ask
God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you have to ask one of the bus drivers. That's okay.
We call upon you, God. We have the victory in you, God. It seems like we don't see it, Lord God. We know that you see for us, Lord God. All we need to do is hold on, Lord God. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because without you, God, we're nothing. Without you, God, we are nothing. We have strength in you, God. We have strength in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, we praise your name this morning. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your shortcomings, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can make them into a victory, Lord God. We thank you for using the meek and the humble, Lord God. We thank you for choosing those who are lonely, Lord God. We thank you for the wretched of our spirits, Lord God. We thank you for the awakening of our spirits, Lord God. We thank you that we were able to yield, heed your call when you called us out, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Holy Spirit, God, and you are good. So we thank you this morning, Lord God. We call upon you, Lord God. We pray that you hear our prayers, Lord God. We call upon you, Jesus. Every person on this call, Lord God, recognizes who you are in their lives, Lord. Wherever we're short, Lord God, wherever we need, Lord God, we pray that you will fill that place, Lord God. Strengthen us as we go forward, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the matchless and mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, lover of my soul. Lord God, I thank you this morning. Oh, hallelujah. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good, God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, thank you for the message this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray that we put you on, Lord God, that you will fight our fights, Lord God, that you will win our battles, that you will go before us. We pray that we put you on in every situation, God. So we bless your name this morning. We thank you for being who you are, the great I am, Lord God. We thank you for loving us and forgiving us and for your grace, because you are rich in mercy, Lord God. Your word says you are rich in mercy, God. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for allowing us to love you back. We pray that we will grow in your grace, grow in strength as we seek to honor you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. As I pass the call. Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Somebody's building a building. I'm going to need you to mute your phone. Somebody driving, somebody on the bus, having a conversation about the bus. Mute your lines for me, please. Before we move forward in the call, Yolandra, I'm gonna say something. I need you to hear my heart. So the atmosphere is set for transition to happen. The atmosphere is set for revelation to happen, that your life would never be the same. The atmosphere is set so that if, in fact, you allow yourself to put on the true salvation of what you're called to,
Yolanda, I heard you this morning twice, and your heavenly language is active. I need you not to be afraid of where that will take you. I need you to be okay and confident that it's a necessary gift. And I don't want you to be afraid of it ever again. When you feel it happen, allow it. It's cool. It's all good. And whoever doesn't understand, that's for them to deal with. But what I will say is, he said in his word that in the last days he would pour out his spirit among all flesh. That's not segregated. You just have to be willing to put him on, be vulnerable enough to get out of his way so that he can manifest his perfect design for your life. He's taken us somewhere, y'all, individually, collectively, one by one, day by day. Don't be afraid if it doesn't look like what you think it should look like. If it doesn't feel like what you think it should feel like. That's the hardest lesson that I am learning. Not have learned, past tense. I'm still learning it as I'm talking to you. So I don't want you to be afraid ever again. This is safe space. And when God gives gifts, he gives them without repentance or apology. You are welcome to allow him to speak through you. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. For those that are uncomfortable because you're unfamiliar, all I can tell you is to trust the process and stay out of your own way. That's all I got. So I wanted to say that before we move forward. Can we do something real quick? This is not our standard process, but I just feel a worship. There is a worship on the inside. For those that can, feel free to take your phone off mute. But I just want you to begin to tell the Lord thank you that he is the chief engineer of your life. Thank you that he is the author and finisher of your faith. Thank you that he already has a plan for your life, that every single day he gives us new mercy because he gives us another opportunity to accept the truth of who he says we are. Nothing more. So, God, I magnify you right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being everything in my life, Lord. Thank you, God, for being everything in my life.
Thank you, Father. 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 Thank
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to
your
name,
Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The image. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Nobody, nowhere. Hallelujah. Searched high and low. I have not found
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Nobody like you.
Mama. Nobody like him. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody like you, God. None greater. Hallelujah. None stronger. None wiser. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. None more patient. None more faithful. None more forgiving. None more forgiving. None more forgiving. God, we love you. Thank you, God. We love our agendas and we put on your strength this morning, God, that you would get the glory out of our lives, God, out of our lineage, out of our bloodline. Hallelujah. God, and we thank you in advance that all things are working together for the good of them that love you. All things, hallelujah, are working together for the good of them that love you. All things, hallelujah, are working together for the good of them that love you and are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you. As we work out our own soul salvation, God, that we be mindful that all we have to do is put you on. Glory to God. All we got to do is put you on. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we don't have to do it alone. We can put you on and we can sit down in the seat that you've prepared for us. Hallelujah. Thank you that we're seated in heavenly places. Glory to God. We're seated in heavenly places in our thinking. We're seated in heavenly places in our language. God, that we would be the sword that you sent to restore peace to all men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like him. Thank you all for putting up with me and my folly this morning. But I believe that God is taking us to greater heights and deeper depths, that he's taking us to new places in him, that we would learn to trust him differently, that we would learn to take him at his word, and that we would realize that we are walking out the word of God. You cannot lose. Let me say it again. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. You cannot lose. You were born
Amen.
To win.
Amen.
You were born to thrive. You were born to overcome. You were born to move forward in things of kingdom living and kingdom doing. You cannot lose. Hallelujah. Okay, so I'm a hush because I could do this all day long. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday. And I'm hoping that somebody wants to say good morning. I'm hoping that somebody's strength was renewed. I'm hoping that somebody's mind was reset and recalibrated, reconstructed so that you can move forward in victory and in honor. Hallelujah. Anybody want to say good morning?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Angela, good morning. Angela, I got a text from you. I just saw, like, right this.
It's okay. I'm so ghetto. Good morning.
What's up with it, though? What's up with it?
What's up with it?
Anybody else?
Hey, good morning. I'm on and up.
Good. I'm glad you on and up, girl. Yes. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning. It's Krishanda. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, good morning, Krishanda and Nikisha. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Juju.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning, Shorty.
Good morning, bruh.
Good morning.
Anybody?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Twinkle.
Good morning. And it's Tuesday.
It is not Tuesday,
Specialina.
It's showing.
Hey, man.
Good
anybody
morning.
Else?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Keisha.
Hey, peace and love.
How's Mom? Hey, Keisha. Hey, Kiki.
Hey. Love y'all.
Good morning. Love you, too. I heard you, Renee. It's Brother Jeff.
Your Yolanda, she blessed me this morning. I felt that prayer. Hey,
listen.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Victory family. God bless you
good
all.
Good morning. God bless you back. Amen. Morning. Anybody else?
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Hey, man, is that it? All right. Well, again, happy Wednesday. Thanking God for each and every one of you this morning and praying that something that was said this morning may have blessed you or empowered you. If nothing else, listen, just to keep going and quit tripping. It's all good. Don't worry yourself. Life is super duper short, and it gets shorter and shorter when you worry. And when you worry, you in sin. That part. So this morning, I'm praying we come out of not trusting God, and we come out of our emotional, immature selves and thinking that he is retarded, honey, that he's slow. It's not him, it's us. I know it was me. I don't know about y'all. But I have had some slow moments in my life. Be like, honey, I'm going to figure this thing out. I'm going to do it this way. Hey.
Good morning. It's Yolandra.
Good morning. I love you so much. I love you, too.
I just want to say thank you for your declaration. I agree wholeheartedly how you are definitely a critical thinker. The way you slice and dice the word and the way you give the word gives it new meaning. First of all, thank you for that. And you're right. When that spirit tongue comes up, I do shut it down because I think to myself, that don't sound like nothing else I've ever heard of. That don't even sound right. So, yeah, thank you for that. Because, yeah, mine's, right on. You called me out on that one, and I'm going to take heed to that. So, thank you. I love you. Thank you, everybody.
Love you, too. And this is just real quick for anybody else that may have the gift of speaking in tongues. I need you to know that at first it's startling. And I used to think it was really, really weird
to practice speaking. It's just like when you learn to speak English. When you two, you speak gibberish, for real, right? And it can throw you off so much so that you'll be like, mm-mm, that's retarded, and I'm going to stop doing that. But the reality is no different than if I was to take a Spanish class today, I'm not going to pronounce all the words right. I'm not going to say them all right, right? But because it's a gift, even when you are given, have a new talent or a new skill set, you don't master it at hello. You master it by practicing it. And so we grew up, number one, I don't know about you, but I grew up thinking the tongues was, first of all, off, and that it was, you know, people was doing too much or extra or whatever. But the longer I've lived and the more I've dealt with crisis, trouble, problems, the more I understand that if I didn't have my heavenly language, I would be somewhere sliding down the wall, chewing on my purse handles, thinking cotton was a piece of chicken. But because I'm empowered with the Holy Spirit, and I'm just telling you, I'm telling you the truth of what I know. But because I spent time cultivating that skill set, because I understand that if it is the Holy Spirit speaking through me, the Holy Spirit prays the heart of God for us, which means that our words are technically useless because all we pray is what we are familiar with and what we can see. But the Holy Spirit, who is part of the triune, prays the heart of the Father for you and gives you the burden of your heart and gives you the desires of your heart. So if you allow yourself not to be afraid of what you don't understand, and you say, today, Lord, I want to pray what you want to pray for me. Even if you've never spoken in tongues before, if you just open up your mouth and allow God to fill it and spend some time in worship, I promise you, it won't be spooky anymore because you'll start to see the manifestation of your heart changing. You'll start to see the manifestation of your mind changing. You'll start to see yourself walking in the directions that God has for you as opposed to the idea of what you think your life should look like. That was free. Amen. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns? Disagreements, anything with regard to the word shared today? Comments, anybody?
Just one comment. Good morning, Declare Victory. You know, Dion, you was on point with everything this morning. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to, you know, like get stuck in self in certain situations. And, you know, you just never know what's going on. But I just wanted to, you know, be on record with my Heavenly Father that, you know, his vessel that he's using, you know, was very, very direct this morning and very clear, and you broke it down to understanding, because a lot of times us as Christians or women of faith, men of faith, women of God, men of God, sometimes when we hear certain things or different things and different perspectives coming from different, you know, people with titles or whatever, I'm not into titles, I'm into whatever God gives me, you know. You really did very well this morning. I'm very impressed. And I've been following for a while. I've been quiet and just hearing. And it's a difference between listening and hearing. And it took me a long time to get that. So I just wanted to say, you know, job well done.
Amen. God be praised. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Carla. Amen. Anybody else have anything?
Hey, Dion, this is Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
Good morning, family. Hey.
Good morning.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Dion. Thank you, Declare Victory. Glory to God. Love you.
Love you too. God be praised. Amen.
Hey, it's Krishanda.
Hey, Krishanda.
That word was thebomb.com. And yet again, I just.
I love you.
thebomb.com. So, I mean, I just thank you because sometimes we can be weary, right? We just can be weary.
Wait one second, Yvonne. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Krishanda. I'm sorry.
We could just be weary and just that fresh anointing from heaven, just that word from heaven, just I needed that this morning. I needed to be refreshed, and it did that for me. So thank you. I'm going to put on, I'm refreshed. I'm going to put on, God. I'm going to put on a fresh the anointing. So thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. And listen, that's all we honestly – all we got to do is put him on and quit tripping instead of putting on for everybody else, waiting for them to clap. Child, keep your applause. I'm gonna keep on running this here race and run on, as my grandma would say, and see what the end going to be. Praise God. Amen. Yvonne, we love you too. Thank you, Krishanda, for that. And I love you too, Sugarfoot. You all right this morning? You going to work? I know you going to work. Go get your money, child. Have a great day.
Good morning. This is Barbara out of Lodi. God bless everyone on the line this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yes, God is good. I appreciate you, my sister. Your declaration was amazing. And you encouraged me to hit that reset button for myself, the refreshing.
That's
yes. Thank you, Lord. And keep me in prayer. Barbara in Lodi, keep her in prayer because she does get a little sidetracked with what it looked like. And I need to stop
that. Listen, you ain't strange.
I need to stop mm-hmm. it. I really do because God has been keeping me the whole time, and I just got to reflect on that and keep it moving.
Yep. That's that old when you open your mouth and say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for me. That's the place, Barbara, where you learn how to use your words. You hear me? That's where you use your sword. That's where you open up your mouth and you tell the devil, I know what it looked like, but I know what he said. I know what his promises are, and they are all yes and amen. That means all I got to do is agree with what he said, and devil, you don't have no authority. You don't have no room. You can't even shake me up because I know what he said. And he cannot lie. And he cannot fail. And he never changes his mind that he already has an objective. All I'm doing is agreeing or disagreeing. What you doing?
We agreeing.
That's it. Listen, because I'm tired of disagreeing, honey. That don't work. I'd be way down the street in my head, honey, standing down there on San Pablo, looking from one corner to the next. Now, where am I going? I almost cussed right there. Where am I going? What am I doing? Looking slow. That's what I'm doing, looking slow. Amen.
Deanna, I love you so much. This is Nikisha.
I
love the way you teach. I love the way you just break it down. You almost had me saying I was going to be on Las Vegas Boulevard looking crazy.
Listen.
If I was still in San Francisco on Market Street.
Listen,
if I was in Vallejo on Sonoma, okay?
Come on.
When you said that I know what it looks like, but I know what God said, I was about to run.
Mm-hmm. Running is good.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
And the Wednesday - Tuesday, that's the new day now, you know, with the fast
right.
And everything. That's good.
for
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Yes, God.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I'm going back on mute because I'm about to scream. Thank you.
Hey, you got it. So let me just jump right on in here because it's chicken and cotton and all that. So you said, keep your applause. I'm not putting on for nobody. Oh, my God, Dion. Just thank you, sis, because you already know I'm not going to say what I usually say because I don't want you to sock me in my whole esophagus. But I just thank you for how you break the word of God down. You know what I'm saying? It's that I am. Ha! Glory to God. I'm like, sister just had to go on mute. I'm holding Kendall so that I don't throw her right now. I'm going to go on mute and just get
that would be
praise
rude.
On. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody, anybody?
I know y'all not going to keep teasing me about Tuesday.
What you going to do? Hear me, what you going to do?
Just pray
you
about
can't
it.
Do that.
That's all.
How you going to argue with me about a lie? How do you lie? It is not Tuesday. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
This Sister Veronica. I'm on, family.
You on? Hey, girl. We glad to have you here. Hallelujah. Anybody else? We know I can give y'all some time back. So for those that are going to join us in today's fasting time, and again, it may not be from food. It may be from idle conversation or talking on the telephone, whatever it is, whatever your sacrifice is on today, my prayer is that you would ask God to teach you afresh how to trust him. Just ask him to help you help yourself to learn how to be weak on purpose. That sounds oxymoronic, huh? Because where you have attempted to figure it out over and over and over and over and over again, the truth is the more we try to figure it out, the bigger the mess becomes that we make. And then he has to undo all that stinking thinking that you've invested so much time in, so that he can now reinvent the thought process in an effort to help you realize who he already made you. That's it. When you recognize that what you think about who you are generally tends to have nothing to do with who he said you are from the foundation of the earth, and that generally, you be talking yourself out of your blessing while you living life out loud. The moment you realize that, the moment you understand that you are your greatest trouble, the sooner you'll get free. And I'm talking about liberty. I'm talking about liberty that nobody can explain for you but you. I'm talking about a freedom that borderline make people mad at you. But after they get mad, then they want to know, how did you get free? What did you do? I changed my mind and I started putting on. But this time I'm putting on differently. Capiche? Amen. So if there be nothing else, I'm not going to hold you hostage to question and answer session. And I pray that today you begin to walk in the authority, your God-given authority that can't nobody take away. I don't care what you did. And I'm talking about an hour ago. I don't care what you did 15 minutes ago. I don't care what you did while you were sitting on this call. You are everything that God says you are. All you got to do is believe it. And, but that settles it. Amen. So I pray that you go and you grow in love, that you be the Jesus that somebody needs to see. You never know how and what God is going to do in and through you as soon as you identify that you are the righteousness of God. Put him on and get out of your way so that you can go ahead and start living your best life. Amen. I love you, but I promise he loves you the mostest. I'll hear you guys in the morning. Same bat station, same bat time. I love you. Oh, 5 o'clock tonight. I'm sorry, Lady Diane. Bye, guys.
Amen. Love you. Have a good day.
Amen.
Love
God bless you,
you
all. Love you,
love you.
Have a blessed day.
Have a great day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Love you, bless you. Have a blessed day, family.
A bless.